producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's a good day for you, 7 at the hour, Doug Steffen. So I have decided I would take apart one store, although there are a number of stores, websites included, and give you some tips on how to save money. All right, these are secret tips that nobody else has. So listen very carefully, please. All right, if you, how many people here still shop at Sears?
I might walk in there once a year.
Mm-hmm. And buy what?
I think I bought a jacket in there last time.
Really?
Yeah.
So you buy clothing at Sears.
That's
interesting.
Yeah, I think that's what ends tools.
Yeah. But the only thing I ever go to Sears for, well, that's not true. Appliances and tools.
Nah, I'm done with appliances.
I know you are. And I am too, because I bought, when I redid the house here, what, 7-8 years ago, I bought new refrigerators and
Kenmore refrigerator is the biggest piece of garbage I've ever owned.
I wasn't impressed with it at all.
And the service was.
I was about to say about all new appliances, but those who are close to me know that that's not the case. Washing machine and dryer. I have the original dryer from when this house was built 37 years ago.
Yeah, I bet you that's energy efficient. That thing probably uses as much energy as a small country.
I got my gas bill yesterday. It was only $37 for the whole month. That's about as low as it's been for a long time.
I would
time.
Like to compare the energy use of that dryer with a small Caribbean island.
Yeah.
I would imagine it would be somewhat similar.
All right, so how do you shop at Sears and save money? All right, here is a tip for those of you, even if you're using the modern technology, this information will help you. Using a method, figure out what kind of a deal you're getting. First, if the price at Sears ends in 99 cents, it is not on sale. Anything at Sears that ends in 99, if it's $59.99, it's not on sale. All right? The price that ends in 88 cents, harder to find, but usually quite a good deal. It signifies something that's a closeout item or a limited stock, the price that's lower than it has been even when it was on sale. If you see an 88-cent price on an item at Sears, you ought not to wait any longer. Grab it now. All right? It'll be that price until it sells out. If you see a price at Sears that ends in 97 cents, the item is clearance merchandise, period. It's the lowest price you have seen on that item. Keep in mind, it's likely on clearance because it's old, not popular, discontinued, etc., etc., etc. Obviously, if you got a popular big-ticket item, it's not going to go on clearance. Or any item that's selling well, why would you put it on clearance and why would you put it on sale?
Where are you getting this information?
I'm getting this information from a...
I want you to reveal your sources.
A secret stash, a former Sears employee who has gone public with how they use the various codes and the prices and how they put people, how they put things out for people to understand.
That's interesting.
98 cents. All right, so we've got 99 cents. It's not on sale. 88 cents. Harder to find things. Limited stock. Good deal. 97 cents. Price ends at 97 cents. That means it's discontinued old stuff and they want to get rid of it. If the price ends in 98 cents, it's an indicator that an item is not eligible for additional discounts because of marketing agreements they have with the manufacturer. You know, there are some manufacturers who will not allow discounts of their label. You have that big to-do there. I'm trying to remember the term. It's not protected, but there's a term for merchandise that is not allowed, and this is often in clothing, soft goods more than hard goods, a line that, for example, in Walmart, you won't see it. Or if you do see it in a Target store, it'll be the same price as a Macy's store because they don't allow discounts.
Right.
And there's there's a word for that, and I just can't remember. If somebody else, maybe somebody in retailing has that word, 888-302-3684, to share it with us. But I just thought you'd find it interesting. And this, by the way, is for Sears, but it's guessing without knowing that the same sort of thing would be used in pretty much all the big retailers, because it makes it easy for them to, and there are people who study all of this stuff. I'm sure there are a lot of these mommy bloggers that you come associated or come in contact with, Richie, that are all over this. They know.
Well, you know what? One of the things that they would tell you to do is check RetailMeNot.com first.
RetailMeNot.com.
And put in whatever store you're going to. For example, I put in Sears.
Yeah.
And
what'd you get?
Well, I mean, they have all kinds of coupons. Here's $15 off $100, $5 off
$50. I'm just talking about what you look at in terms of what you know about the price, what that price of the end, what that means. But yeah, there's
I mean, if you can walk in with your phone and you just go to RetailMeNot.com and you whatever store you're in, you enter it, you will find some kind of coupon there.
Good.
And it will get you $5, $10, $15 off. Or 10%, something like that. Yeah. So just check it while you're standing there. It could save you a couple bucks.
All right, we're all about saving and helping here. More good news today for coffee drinkers. I'll have that for you. Maybe I should tear it down because I want to do a Super Beats commercial, and it sort of ties in to what the Super Beats information ties into this news on coffee. There have been a number of large studies on coffee in the last year or two or three or four. You're always reading something about what happens when you drink coffee.
Right.
And whether it's good for you or it isn't good, used to be when I was much younger, it was thought coffee was not good for you. And then there was different research that came out, and my daughter started drinking coffee when she was in high school, and I would say, Megan, I wish you wouldn't drink coffee. It's bad for you. And she would not pay a lot of it. When she was 16 or 17, surprisingly, she didn't pay too much attention to me.
A lot has changed, huh?
Yeah, well, she pays a lot of attention to me now. But anyway, so this study here suggests that you will reduce your risk of dying from heart disease if you drink a cup of coffee a day. 200,000 doctors have been studied for 30 years. Doctors that drink coffee, they had a periodic physical exam and completed questionnaires on their diet and their behavior, their habits. This study now is in circulation. So here's what it basically says, Richie. Compared to those who abstain from drinking coffee, like you and me.
Right.
And people who are non-smokers. This study has no validity at all if you're a smoker and you drink coffee. I mean, come on. If you smoke, what do you think is going on with you? I went to see this movie, Trumbo, over, I think it was, Wednesday night we went. And it's a good movie, but one of the things that's a side story is the amount of smoking that went on in our country, and people just puffing and puffing and puffing away all the time. And then the surprise that they would have lung cancer or something like that. I mean, come on. If you're a smoker and you have things wrong with you, what do you think is going to happen to you when you ingest that stuff? So the study has, if you're a smoker, forget about the results of the study because it doesn't apply to you. If you're a non-smoker who drank a cup of coffee a day, you had a 6% reduced risk of death from heart disease. If you had three cups, you had an 8% reduced risk, according to these doctors who were studied. If you drank five cups a day, you had 15% reduced risk. And if you drank more than five cups a day, 12% reduced risk of having heart disease. So, and it doesn't make any difference whether it's caffeinated or decaffeinated. Doesn't make any difference whatsoever. There is one of the things that was studied was also alcohol consumption, your body mass index, and that sort of thing. Diet factors. Your diet did play a role. But if you ate well and you drank coffee, according to the study, you are going to be in good shape. Now, I don't know what the properties of coffee are, but I'm going to guess, just off the top of my head, that there's some nitric oxide component here. That nitric oxide, which is stimulated by, I believe, the coffee bean, has some similarities to it, to a beet. And so when we talk about super beats here and give you extol the value and virtue of super beats because professional athletes are taking super beats, Olympic athletes are swearing by super beats, there are two different things that you need to run into your body that'll help you. And I've had this experience, Richie's had this experience. I feel more stamina, more energy, more awareness when I take them in the morning through the course of the program. I get logy. Yesterday afternoon I took a nap. When you wake up from a nap, whether it's because you've had too much to eat or because you start early in the day like Richie and I do, 4 o'clock-ish, you're up and you're at it. And so by 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, if you still need to be focused, you need to have a glass of Super Beats. So the Neo 40 capsule that is it's like a teaspoon of Super Beats, only it's concentrated. You put it in your mouth, it completely absorbs into your system through your tongue, and you're going to get energy right away. Opens up the super beats, have nitric oxide, it opens up the channels in your arteries, and the blood gets through to all your organs, your muscles, your brain. So it's there, it's good, you ought to take advantage of it. 800-655-4183 for super beats and Neo 40. 800-655-4183. You got all kinds of different programs to get in on, but call the number 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
no more fights!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Okay, radio listeners, I've got the Christmas deal of the day for you right here. Sherry's Berries. Their gourmet berries are fresh, juicy, and dipped in dark, white, and milk chocolatey deliciousness. Then they're sprinkled with toppings like chocolate chips and nuts. And right now, you can get these gourmet-dipped berries starting at $19.99. Plus, get this, you order today and you'll get double the berries for just $10 more. That's a really sweet deal. And Sherry's Berries are so decadent, juicy, and delicious. One bite and the excitement on their face will say it all. They're perfect for friends, family, or that amazing party host, your child's teacher, the office. If you want to make anyone's holidays happy, these berries are the gift to send. Gourmet dipped berries starting at $19.99 and double the berries for $10 more. But you gotta hurry, Christmas is almost here, and this deal expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing offer is to go to berries.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, and enter secret code 700. That's berries.com, secret code 700.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratchet chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
What a wonderful world.
What a great story this is.
I see skies of blue and clouds of white.
So I wanted you to know the story of this gentleman who, whether you know it or not, was raised in New Orleans, Louisiana, Roberta.
That's right.
The grandson of slaves.
Yep. There's a park named after him and an airport named after him here in New Orleans.
Came from the backside of town. His father abandoned the family when he was an infant. His mother became a prostitute. And he and his sister had to live with their grandmother.
Did you say his name yet?
I did. Well, I said I didn't say his name, but we're playing his music in the background, so it probably makes it fairly easy. Why did you want to know, really, Reggie?
I think there's probably people who don't know who this is.
All right, good. Well, that's good. Then that maybe will add to the anticipation of who I'm talking about. This fellow had a gift that was recognized very early in his life for music, and with three other children, by the time they were 8 years old, they were singing on the streets of New Orleans. And he survived by taking the coins that were thrown at he and his friends when they were singing on the streets. There was a family in New Orleans who had immigrated from Lithuania to the United States who had pity for this fellow, this young boy, 7, 8 years old. Their name was Karnofsky. And so they brought him into their home, giving work to him in the house. That's how he ate. He did work around the house. He remained with his family in the home where he felt for the first time in his life he was treated with tenderness, kindness, and love. Every night when he'd go to bed, Mrs. Karnofsky sang him a Russian lullaby, and he learned it and then sang it with her. He learned to sing and play several Russian and Jewish songs. Over time, he was actually actually officially adopted by the family. They gave him money to buy his first musical instrument, as was the custom in many Jewish families. Wanted to see their children go into certain areas, especially if they had musical talent. Later, when he became a professional musician and composer, he used three or more Jewish melodies in his compositions. There's a song called Go Down Moses. That's pretty much a symbol of what came out of this tradition, Roberta. He wrote a book about his Jewish family who adopted him in 1907. In memory of his family and until the end of his life, he wore a Star of David, said that in his family he learned how to live real life, and he learned about determination. So, by the way, the nickname for Louis Armstrong that we know as Satchmo is a Yiddish expression. Did you know that?
I did not.
Satchmo is Yiddish for big cheeks.
That I did not know.
All right. So that's the story of Satchmo, one of the great, great
that
names.
That I did not know.
And he also was happy to tell you that he smoked a joint every day of his life. That's what gave him his pleasant attitude and sometimes his inspiration. So, Satchmo, I'm actually quite interested. Meredith found this story and sent it to me.
Satchel Mouth.
Satchel Mouth, that's what it really is. Satchel Mouth, that's Yiddish for big cheeks.
Satchel. If you come to New York, you go to Flushing, there's the Louis Armstrong House.
Yeah.
That is now a museum. It's a Holman Museum.
Really?
And it's fascinating. It's from the outside, it's a very nondescript house, and he was part of the neighborhood, and the kids loved him. He would sit and he would play on the street.
He's apparently a very pleasant boy and man.
Very
took life
man.
As it came to him. And there's a great lesson.
In the backyard, he would have parties for the neighborhood kids and the neighbors in the backyard. His parties were legendary.
You could tell by looking at him and listening to him, he had it made. Figured it out. 28 after, here on Good Day.
60 Seconds to a Better Life. You're listening to Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Tired of people pushing your buttons? Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith says, realizing you have them is the first step.
As we journey through life, the typical reaction is there is a trigger. The trigger produces an impulse, and impulse leads to behavior. If we can change the cycle a little so there is a trigger, it still will produce an impulse. But we have an awareness of what's going on around us. Then we realize we have a choice. Then we exhibit the behavior. And if you can just get to that level of awareness and choice, 80-90% of the time, we'll probably come up with a good solution.
When it feels like the whole world is working against you, it's good to know you have an ally. Doing What Works is here to help you to overcome and succeed. That's our job, and we love doing it for you in big and little ways every day. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door, but police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes, and intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stefan with Rich McFadden, looking into a lot of the things that are important, hopefully interesting things about people in our world, things that are cogently necessary to understand. And maybe I'll put these two together. Somebody challenged me, Richie, a little while ago.
Yeah.
As I explained.
Kind of a challenge, like a duel?
Well.
Cross side, 20 paces. Boom.
40 paces. There you go. Now, this was a statement that I've made a couple of times on the air in the different hours of the program about how people select who they're voting for. And I think this is, upon reflection, what I said was that there are many uneducated voters in our country. And there are a lot of people who think that we ought not to allow them to vote.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that
people have rights to.
Yeah, that I agree. Yeah, for that reason, I'm not sure I go along with the premise only that people educated should be voting. Then there's the landowner thing. All right, so all of that aside, how do you decide, really and truly? The people who listen to this program are pretty much educated. The people who are listening to the conversations on talk programs in general, yeah, read newspapers, watch the news.
They're informed and they want to be informed.
Right. But there are a lot of people who don't. And so those people, if they decide, if they even know that the election is November 5th, whatever year it is, then they go into the polling place and they look at all of the things there. Well, do I know who that is? And So somebody who has a recognizable name.
Right, exactly.
Like Mrs. Clinton and Donald Trump. Okay, so most everybody's going to know who Donald Trump is. Most everybody's going to know who Hillary Clinton is. So you choose from those. But then there are people who deserve our consideration. And that was the challenge that came through from this fellow named Don, who said, why don't you make it your business to talk more about the people that you like? Not even suggesting that I talk about the people that I don't like to give equal time to everybody, because I don't have to have, I don't have to give equal time to anybody, unless they were actually on the air, and then I'd certainly be eager to have everybody come on. Like NBC now has to give equal time to people who want to get the same treatment that Donald Trump did on Saturday Night Live. Okay, that's well. So I've picked to spend a couple of minutes on somebody that we don't know a whole lot about. I've picked Carly Fiorina, because in my mind she has a good message. She's doing a good job of presenting it, but who the heck knew who she was before this process began? And you can even say, who the heck knows who she is now, unless you're listening to programs that are about these sorts of things, or you're reading about her.
She's kind of been on the scene for a while.
Yeah, but she's not a household name.
Politically and with the HP stuff.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
She's not a household name. No.
Okay, so here's a little bit of information about her and her family. For example, her father, his name is Joseph Sneed. He was a top professor at Harvard, Yale, and Cornell. So, got a pretty good resume. He taught also in Africa and in London. And as he traveled, his family went with him. And his daughter was one of the people in the family that went, Kara. She was, by the time she was in middle school, quite a good pianist, as turns out. By the way, her real name is Carleton, C-A-R-L-E-T-O-N. But she changed that for obvious reasons, because it sounds kind of masculine. Doesn't it? Did you know her name was Carlton? Her real name was Carlton.
No.
Okay. So her real name is Carlton, but she's known as Carly. And she has, she actually started her career, if you didn't know this, at Hewlett-Packard as a secretary. Did you know that?
I did know that.
You did know that.
Yep.
Okay, so that's good. She was a secretary, pianist, did well in school, and when you think about going from the reception desk to the boardroom, that's pretty cool. So what does that tell you about her? It tells you that she has the ability, that she has the desire, that she's had the education. Certainly her father, with that kind of a resume, made sure his children got good educations. Her father was a Republican. He was one of the most esteemed conservative law professors. Not only did he teach at Harvard, Yale, Cornell, but he also was the dean of the Duke Law School. And President Nixon appointed him as Deputy Attorney General, and then he spent the rest of his life as a federal judge. He has been very involved in lots of different cases, like the Three Strikes Law. Anyway, so she's got a good family pedigree. She has a worldly experience. And she's, I believe, one of the proponents. I know she's an anti-establishment person. That's why I'm paying attention to her. If she sounded just like Rubio and Cruz and Huckabee and most of those other phonies that are running, and that's, in my opinion, that's what they are. They're a big bunch of phonies. All they care about is themselves. They say they want to make the country better. Bunk them. That's what Obama said, to a point. Well, never mind. But I don't want to go backwards. They want to stay in the now and look ahead. So what I was trying to do here for 3 or 4 minutes is just talk about somebody. This guy got me to thinking, all right, let's find out a little bit more about a few of these candidates so that they are more than just a household name, at least among the people who might be listening to me at this moment in time. There are usually anywhere from 250,000 to 400,000 people in what they call the average quarter hour, and 3-4 million people a week that might pick up a tidbit of one of the radio programs that I do. Okay, so if that's the case, and I've influenced a couple of 100,000 people here with this conversation about her. She wrote a book, by the way, called Tough Choices. Did you know that?
I didn't.
In the book, she writes about herself as a youngster. She was very insecure because she, in very frank terms, talks about spending her time trying to please her father. Her father came from a prominent Texas family. He had a congenital problem with his neck, and it sort of reminds me of my old friend Gene Burns, who died a few years ago. Great talk radio host, had the same sort of problem with his neck, and so it affects your outlook on life to a certain extent. When you don't feel good, you're constantly in pain. I guess that affects how you look at life to a point. She said her father was a true intellectual, unsympathetic to anybody who was insecure or had any self-doubts. So he pounded into her that you better make something of yourself. And if you have any doubts, you better figure out how to lose them. So that's what gave her the ability.
She's very confident.
To stand up and say, this is what I believe. This is what gives somebody who is a secretary the confidence to move up to become the chief of Hewlett-Packard. Anyway, there are a number of things that come out in some of these books that you can read about her, or you can certainly Google her and find out. But I wanted to point out that it is with a bit of enthusiasm that I call your attention to her, because I think she's one of the three or four people that are running that actually have some value and merit. That's my opinion.
Talking to a friend of mine, she works for HP.
Okay.
And so I said, well, you know, what's the hubbub around the halls mm-hmm. on Carly Fiorina at HP? And she's like,
she wasn't the most popular person
right.
that ran it.
She says, I wasn't there. I came right after she left. So she goes, but not one of the most popular leaders that we've ever had. She says, but that said, our bread and butter is PCs and printers.
Uh-huh.
And if it weren't for her, we wouldn't be in that business.
Right.
So whether they like her or not, it's our bread and butter what she did.
She made the right decision. Didn't always, according to some. And I think that's the hard part of leading. Sometimes you just got to, do what you think is
sometimes
right.
You're not popular.
And you're not going to make popular decisions. It works that way.
By the way, Kenneth Starr?
Yeah.
President of Baylor University.
That doesn't surprise me. Yeah, doesn't surprise me. A lot of those people go to those, they go to those kind of jobs afterwards. So anyway, she wanted, the final thing that I read that I found interesting here, I wanted to desperately fit in. She learned how to become a hostess from her mother. Her friends remember getting together to do physics experiments in school that turned into parties with the radio playing, dancing in her small apartment. So she was somebody who wasn't afraid of people or things. And she has a very strong core of friends. One staple at her parties was Max Turner, recalled her fondly as an extrovert who fit easily into any social setting and belonged to the more affluent group. But her father wasn't of money necessarily, but there's a lot of times people who have political influence, they get into positions where they seem to have money, and I find that offensive. I don't like using that as an arbiter as to whether I'm going to like somebody or whether they're going to do well in politics or whatever it is. I just find that annoying, frankly. So anyway, I just thought you might like to know. Some of her friends say she was absolutely gorgeous when she was younger. Her musical abilities were great. She could play a baby grand better than anybody else. She did very well in school. Always did well in school. Let's see. I was trying to find a little bit about her marriage. And I didn't find. She was married to some guy in 1977, got divorced from him in 1984.
Let me see if I can.
I don't know that much more. Maybe it's not important. He did say something. She brought her business school entrance exam study guides on a trip they took to Italy. So instead of enjoying the trip across Italy, she was busy studying for her next move in school.
Spouses, Todd Bartlam, 1977 to 84.
Right.
Frank Fiorina, 1985 to present.
Yeah.
Has two stepdaughters.
Yeah. Okay. So a little more about Carly Fiorina. Hopefully that was instructive for you. 15 before the hour, 45 past the hour. Some television news coming up in a moment here on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Actress, singer, and humanitarian Hilary Duff is kicking off the season of giving for a good cause.
I've joined forces with Johnson & Johnson's Donate a Photo program to raise funds to support Save the Children and other nonprofit organizations.
Donate a Photo is a free app that turns something most of us do every day, sharing a photo, into a way to raise funds and awareness for the causes we care about.
I'm sharing my photo to support Save the Children's Early Step to School Success program, which gives parents and caregivers tools and training they need to give their child a strong start in learning and in life. Johnson's Baby Brand will triple all donations made to Save the Children through Donate a Photo this holiday season.
And you can do it too. Visit DonateAPhoto.com to learn more. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
What does it mean to be obsessed with sound and creativity? For New York City-based premium audio company, Master and Dynamic, it means building beautifully crafted, technically sophisticated sound tools for creative minds. With a collection of headphones tuned to provide a rich, warm sound that perfectly captures the exceptional detail of well-recorded music, Master and Dynamic sees its headphones as modern thinking caps, tools to help focus and transport your mind. For more on Master and Dynamic, visit MasterDynamic.com.
There was 57 channels and
all right, television news. Jen's not here, so it's up to me and Richie to bring you up to date at 48 after the hour as to what's on tonight and this weekend, maybe some of the ancillary sidebar stories. I think the news media today, doing their penetrating analysis, Richie, of what's going on, are going to be really stuffing our heads with pictures of the Christmas decorations and the Christmas tree at the White House. All right, those of you who are
been all over the morning TV, Christmas tree from Alaska is here. It's 3,052 feet tall. It's got 4 million needles on it, and the White House dog has peed on it 3 times.
Hooray! All right, I did not see a story about a Christmas tree in China today. Is that going to happen? Do you think Christmas?
What do they celebrate in China?
They celebrate the fact that we in America are buying a lot of their stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now. That's what they're celebrating. NBCU. Excuse me?
What?
NBCU yourself. There's a new universal digital channel called NBC Universal with a new streaming comedy channel called CISO. You know about that? Streaming channel for comedy that will not have ads. CISO plans to offer original series, movies, classic stand-ups, like the soft opening of a restaurant, said the vice president of NBC. We think our stuff can help you laugh more and better. We want you to see so for yourself. Get it? S-E-E-S-O. See so for yourself is being offered free by NBC Universal. What do you do with that? Sounds interesting. I like it's, but you know what? They've tried this on radio, these comedy channels, and they don't work. Because people don't want a steady diet of it. But in this circumstance,
how much
probably down
you watch?
What, comedy stuff?
Yeah, 15, 20 minutes of stand-up
the most.
Stuff.
Yeah.
The most.
So there's a new idea from NBC. 51 after on Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My job. What's that? The professional broadcaster.
That's right.
Is to rope in, to loop in as many of you to consume as much time as possible here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So as a result of the training that we've had from other excellent broadcasters and a few boobcasters we've had along the way as well, Richie, I am told to tease the next element of the program. So we have the next best thing that will intrigue people from coast to coast, border to border, around the world, the top baby names of the year, both girls' names and boys' names. And because girls come first, we'll start with the top 10 girls' names in just a moment here on Good Day.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to win friends and influence people? Well, it's as simple as the nose on your face. Here's the biological science of it.
Now, Grandma, well, she had a saying. She said, no matter what you say or do, make sure you smell good. Don't laugh. It's a simple-sounding adage, but she was so very correct. And so it seems that the sense of smell dramatically and directly influences how others see you. It impacts your persuasive abilities, how much they like you, and it creates good moods. In other words, people like people who smell good. It indirectly causes mutual regard.
Smell me.
What's the chief psychological trick? No matter what you say or do, make sure you smell good. It's the easiest way to make a great first impression. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Richie, you have found our big voice announcer, and we will start at number 10, go through the top 10 girls' names, then the top 10 boys' names. The popular parenting website has done the research, and so now we get to the names themselves. Number 10 for girls is Madison.
Number 9,
Emily.
Number 8,
Lily.
Number 7,
Zoe.
Number 6,
Isabella.
Number 5,
Mia.
Number 4,
Ava.
Number 3,
Olivia.
Number 2,
Emma.
Number 1,
Sophia. Every single name except number 10 ends in a vowel.
Oh, interesting.
What do you think of that?
You know, I miss the good old days when Jennifer was sitting high atop the list.
Really?
Well, there's some pretty old names in there. Lily,
yeah.
Ava.
That's what's all popular.
Emily.
Emma.
Emily,
yeah.
Emma.
Yeah.
Well, but there are also quite a bit of Hispanic influence here, right?
Where? When
Olivia, Ava, Mia, Isabella.
Olivia, I don't think it's Hispanic.
No.
No,
what is it?
It's more Italian, actually.
Okay. So Mia more Italian than...
Mia's more...
Mamma Mia, what a juicy is.
Right.
Oh, we're so lame.
Yeah, but we're good at it, Jennifer.
Yeah, we're the best at being lame.
The top boys' names now, Richie.
Number 10.
Number 10 is Jacob.
Number 9.
Logan.
Number 8.
Caden.
Number 7.
Ethan.
Man, there's like four
Ethan.
Ethan.
Oh, never mind.
Number 6.
Mason.
Number 5.
Noah.
Number 4.
Lucas.
Number 3.
Liam.
Number 2.
Aiden.
Number 1.
Jackson. Okay, so I'm going to make my same observation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the 10 names end with N. There are no vowels at the end of any of the boys' names. It's either N, M, or S. Oh, there's a B, Jacob.
I'm going to make my observation. I'm so glad none of my kids' names are on the top 10 list.
Yeah, those are, I don't know, there's some, my grandson's name is Miles, and it already fits him to a T.
And that's going to be really popular, something, by the way.
It is Miles a name, is a popular name?
It's a popular name, and it will be on this list, I bet you, soon. Because it's kind of one of those up-and-coming names, yeah.
But it doesn't have, and I don't say this hopefully to sound prejudicial, but I think it's it really does fit him. You know how names, when you get to know people like Richie, you look like a Richie. Kenny, I think you look like a Kenny. Jennifer, I don't know. I have this.
You look like Dudley or Doug.
Like Dudley or Doug, yeah, exactly. And so what
you look
is
like
it?
Doug.
You think?
Yeah. You act like Dudley.
You
look like Doug.
I think that's a compliment somehow.
Right, yeah, somewhere in there is a compliment.
Yeah.
Anyway, the data shows the top 10 list has been relatively stable for the last 3, 4, 5 years. Sophia's been a big name for 6 years.
Yep.
Different spelling depending on your ethnicity.
It's just so tough. And like I said, my son Sean, he joins any team, baseball or basketball, and there will be 5 Ethans.
I don't know any Jacksons.
I know anyone.
Do you?
Yeah, my best friend's son.
Really? I hope his last name ends
Action Jackson.
Jackson
Clark.
Yeah, that's what they're going to call him, Action Jackson.
Yeah.
Jackson Stephan. How does that sound?
Oh.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.